What is happening, PGA DFS fans? Welcome back to my PGA DFS Top 5 Sleepers video. This one, of course, is for the Byron Nelson Championship held in Dallas, Texas, a week before the golf's second major of the year. We've got a pretty top-heavy field. That all, obviously, when I say that, if you're either new to the game or new to that type of lingo, top-heavy really means that the ownership is concentrated on maybe just a handful of golfers, 8 to 10 at the most, and a lot of golfers that are, say, under-owned, under 10, under 5% this week. So shake up some ownership, of course. If you're looking for my fades video, there's going to be some huge names on there this week and a lot of ownership as well. But let's focus on the sleepers first and go through a little bit of a transparency corner here. Last week, my five names, Joel Damon, Xander Schauffele, Maverick McNealy, Cameron Davis, and Wyndham Clark. Well, I got 4 for 5 through the cut. I had three golfers score inside the top 20 in DFS points. Cam Davis came in 26, but the amount of points he scored yet again put him up in the top 20. Wyndham Clark, a 43rd, Xander 14th, and Joel Damon 18th. So pretty good for all intents and purposes. Not bad. I'll give myself a B there. I don't think I got any A-level work. But I'm going to go out and find one this week, and I'm going to start off with maybe my biggest, I'll call, gamble of the week, or my biggest against the grain. It's Bo Hostler. He's coming in at 6,500 this week, but he's coming back to Texas after two straight made cuts. Now, the dead last place finish last week, not going to look good. The weekend after making the cut at 2 over didn't go as planned for Mr. Hostler. He finished the week at 14 over par. That means he went 12 over on the weekend. Yikes, including an 8 over Sunday round. Maybe that's not really what the momentum we want. But maybe he can draw from the fact that he's made two straight cuts. We know he had the talent coming out of college and hasn't really seen it except for Houston Open a couple of years ago. So maybe being back in Texas will bring those good feelings back. 120th off the tee actually isn't that bad. It's the next two that really kill him. On the approach to the green and around the green, he's ranked outside of the top 190th on tour. That's crazy. He's a good putter, ranked 49th. Okay, my next one is kind of a similar player, and his ownership has gone up, down, up, down. And maybe this week, with easier to hit fairways, Patton Kizzire will get back to his good form ways. Now, granted, he hasn't missed the cut in this little bit. He just hasn't been finishing well. This week, though, I think it's a good time for him to break out. He's coming in at 7,300 this week at only 4% owned. Recent starts, like I said, nothing great, but 2 made cuts. And let's take out his strokes gain, why I think this might be good. If we feel like it'll be pretty easy off the tee, well, that's his worst strokes gain rank. Coming in at 137th this year, the approach, pretty decent, 86th. Round the green, 123rd, and he is a good putter, ranked 43rd on the year. This next golfer is definitely not a good putter. In fact, if he could putt anywhere decent or up to, say, average, he might have actually won a tournament this year, or at least have a lot better starts than he's been having recently. Now, I want to just make a note. There is no course history here, so if you're looking for that, obviously we don't really have any. So the guy I'm talking about is Cam Champ. He's coming in at $8,000 this week. Same price as a couple of other golfers in that range. Same ownership, I should say. Sorry. And this, I picked him. I think easier golf courses that have 4 par 5s at it has typically been where Champ has made some money and certainly won a couple of tournaments in that type of setup. His strokes gain power ranks, he's 6th off the tee. We know he's superb there. His approaches, though, they've gotten much better this year. They looked really decent playing with Tony Finau there at the Zurich Classic. So 2 good ball striking numbers. We just need to have him be good on and around the greens. We just need 1 week ranked outside of the top 190 as well in those 2 categories. So brutal for him. But again, 6% ownership. You don't need to do much to get some leverage on the field there. And we know with his scoring ability, 8,000 will end up looking silly at the end of the week. Okay, my 4th guy, Thomas Peters. There's a couple of guys in each of these ranges that are, I would say, projected to be 4 or 5% owned, and you can go with one or the other. Thomas Peters and Luke List are the two in this range that kind of caught my eye. I wrote down Thomas Peters just because I think we've seen maybe in our small sample size of history between these two players, maybe it's not that small now, that they are similar players. They rely on their ball striking. Neither of them are great putters, but we've seen probably more upside from Peters. in the past. So coming in at 5% owned, I clicked him. We don't have any info on him, of course, for the PGA Tour strokes gains ranked. Of course, no course history, and he hasn't played in the last couple of weeks. So not much to say about Peters other than I love the talent, 5% owned. When he has played, it's been good this year. I think almost every start except for one has been inside of the top 25. So Thomas Peters, fire him up this week, 5% owned. And the last guy is a new native Texan via Spain. It's Sergio Garcia. He's coming in at $9,000 this week on DraftKings, of course, 7% owned. So under 10%, you could also go and spend a little bit more money and go up to Matthew Fitzpatrick, who looks to be about 5% owned. But a couple of guys there that are definitely going to be low owned, with some of the higher priced guys being a bit chalkier. For Sergio Garcia, taking the last couple of weeks off, but we know that his ball striking has been phenomenal this year. In fact, off the tee, he's second on tour, only behind Bryson DeChambeau. On the approach, 78th. Around the green, 72nd. It's only his putter. When he keeps his eyes closed, he seems to putt much better. All right, so that's going to do it for the top five sleepers for the Byron Nelson. Again, we got Bo Hostler, Patton Kizzire, Cameron Champ, Thomas Peters, and Sergio Garcia, 5-1. So stay tuned, of course, for my PGA TFS top five fades. Huge names. I already filled it out. I'm telling you, some big names this week. Some names that I do typically fade up here to begin with, and some other names that you might not expect to be fading. So, of course, like and subscribe here to our channel at Osmo, and check out Ben Raza and I, the Live Before Lock show, coming up at 1 p.m. on Tuesday. And, of course, check it out on playback if you're listening to it after that. Thanks for coming, everybody, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.